From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. State lawmakers were a bit more prepared to deal with COVID-19 protocols as they kicked off the legislative session this week, but things looked different. There's limited access for lobbyists and the public, so the State House halls weren't nearly as crowded. There were a few technological hiccups to stream the debates in Montgomery, but lawmakers got to work. Don Daly hosts Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal. He tells WBHM's Gigi Duban lawmakers debated several sentencing reform bills to help address the state's prison crisis.
One particular one of note would create a second and temporary panel of three Board of Pardons and Paroles. This was proposed by Senator Jim Hill of Moody, who chairs the House Judiciary Committee and is himself a former circuit judge. He is saying because of the backlog at the Department of Pardons and Paroles, both caused by the pandemic and problems that existed even before the pandemic, he thinks it would behoove the state to create a second temporary Board of Pardons and Paroles, and they could essentially double up and get a lot of cases cleared. And that way, if a lot more pardons are granted, ostensibly, it could ultimately lead, the belief is, to helping ease the overcrowding problem in our prisons. That was just one example of a number of sentencing bills that started moving through committees this week, even as, of course, we are under the microscope of the federal government to do something, as you mentioned, about our mounting prison problems.
Right. And of course, Governor Kay Ivey is moving ahead with her plans to build three new prisons at a cost of $3 billion over 30 years. And that's a move that's drawn some criticism. Now, on the COVID-19 front, lawmakers worked through a few different pieces of legislation. One involves taxes on Alabama's federal coronavirus aid. Don, tell us about that.
Yes, that was considered one of three priority bills to get moving pretty quickly this week, and it's actually a carryover from last year that didn't get passed because last year's session was cut short due to the pandemic. And as you may remember, there was also a lot of talk in the off season about whether they needed to call a special legislative session to deal with these issues, but they waited to tackle them in the very early going of this new session, where the CARES Act money is concerned. A lot of individuals, a lot of businesses in the state were able to benefit from money they received from the CARES Act to either prop up their business during the challenge of the pandemic. And there was a lot of question over whether that money might be subject to the state income tax. So this bill that has been proposed would exempt federal CARES Act money that was received by individuals or businesses in Alabama from the state income tax. And the lawmakers who supported it by and large said that's as it should be, and they want to get that out very early on in the session. It passed the House on Thursday and next moves to Senate committee next week.
Okay, and the medical marijuana bill is back. There's been some movement there. What happened?
Yes, the medical marijuana bill is back. That's another piece of legislation that suffered from the shortened session last year. The medical marijuana bill last year passed the Senate but never made it to the House for consideration because the session was cut short. This is Senator Tim Melson of Florence's bill. He is a physician, and he has been pretty passionate in promoting the idea of medical marijuana under strict guidelines, of course. He has proposed the identical bill that passed the Senate last year, including the floor amendments and the committee amendments. It would set up a medical cannabis commission in Alabama, which would oversee the growing of the medical marijuana, the regulations, and the dispensing of it to those patients that qualify. And there are pretty strict qualification rules as well.
Well, Don, thanks so much for joining us today.
Gigi, it's always a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me.
That was Don Daly, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, speaking with WBHM's Gigi Duban. You can hear a wrap-up of the week's State House news on Fridays during the legislative session.